Tuesday afternoon, let's visit with Cindy Hendricks of the Appleton Public Library. Good afternoon, Cindy.
Good afternoon, Paul.
And, boy, we're having some nice weather, aren't we?
It has been just wonderful out. I think I was listening to the weather or seeing something about the weather that it could be in the 60s this next weekend.
Yeah, that would be nice one. That the snow would melt fast then.
I know, that's what you want, is you want it gone, you want it gone. I know I'm all about the spring and wanting all sorts of spring things, and so we've got a lot of things planned for March, so we hope that the good weather holds out here at the Appleton Library. Is just, like I said, there's just a lot of things going on in March. Coming up now tonight, we have a ECFE and Appleton Public Library story time that begins at 5 o'clock with a meal, and then 5:30 with stories, songs, activities, crafts, all sorts of fun stuff. So if you're able to attend the meal, that's great. If not, just come later and attend some of the different activities, because we always have something fun planned and things for kids and families. And then this week we also have a computer class or tech help from Steve Starrood on Wednesday from 4 to 6 p.m. He also does ABE and ESL as well, but I think he helps a lot of people with their technology, computer, device questions. I just can't believe how many people that he has come in there and get help from him. So that is a wonderful thing. So if you kind of been holding back thinking, well, there are a lot of people that are taking advantage of it, so you won't be alone if you have some questions, because no question is silly, because no single person can know everything.
That's right.
And yeah, and so it's always good that we have someone here that can help and assist. And so Steve is here in March now on the 4th of March and the 18th. And if you have a question on something, you know, when he's not here, we can see what we can do to help you with some of your other questions as well. But those are the best times to come, because he sets aside a couple of hours to help people. And so that's the best time. And also, we have adult coloring every Wednesday in March, and that is 5 to 7 p.m. So that's something that you can keep in mind as well. Coming up, we are offering another Slime-O-Rama, and
ooh,
so we are making slime here at the Appleton Public Library. We're going to be doing that on Monday, March 16th at 3:30, and we are requesting registration. And stop on down or give us a call to register for this Slime-O-Rama. Also up, we're going to be starting an R.L. Stine Teen Book Club, and our first meeting time will be March 23rd, which is a Monday at 3:30. Our Lego Club is on the 25th, and that is at from 3:30 to 4:30. We are offering a faux stained glass window class, and that is, registration is required for that as well by stopping in and calling. Please don't text or send a Facebook message, because we hate to miss those things. Also, we are reading When the Lights Go Out by Mary Kubica. And if you are interested in joining us, we are going to be meeting on March 30th for our Coffee, Cookies, and Chat book club. And please stop in or give us a call, and we can get a book for you to join us for that event as well. If you're interested, we do put out a monthly newsletter that can be sent to you electronically. I post it on Facebook, and we always have paper copies here too as well. And then keep in mind, this month, we're going to be talking census, and it's so important that once those census forms are mailed out, that you make sure that you fill that form out, because that is so important for all sorts of funding sources, including public libraries, that everyone get counted. And if you're interested and you need some assistance with that, you can stop on down at the public libraries. Most public libraries are assisting with the census count. So stop on down. We have a little bit of information here that we can always share with you. And I believe the census count is going to be mailed out and start mid-March, mid to end of March. So watch for those things in your mailboxes.
Okay. All right. Real good. A lot of activities going on there, Cindy.
Yeah, well, we were still continuing. In fact, we're in the last month of our adult winter reading program. So if you're still interested, if you're still participating in that, we do weekly drawings for prizes, and it's just kind of a fun thing to do to break up the winter doldrums. And we've been having that since the 1st of January.
Okay. Who gets more excited, the adults or the kids, when it comes to the slime making?
Well, the slime is really for the kids, but I know that this is kind of funny. Some of the kids have told us, you know, my mom won't let me make slime at home. And, you know, I don't blame a single parent. That stuff is kind of a mess a little bit.
But it's sure fun, though.
I mean, it's super fun, and a lot of things that you can do with it.
And so
we're taking that job away from the parent by offering it here so that
awesome.
It won't have quite the mess. And Georgia has everything under control. She's super organized. It just all kind of goes like clockwork. And so, I'd say maybe both groups of people are excited about it.
I know, I can't put it down, that's for sure.
I know. It's kind of addicting, isn't
it? It is very addicting. That's the word I was searching for. It's addicting. So. All right. Well, why don't you tell us what are people reading?
Well, you know, it's still starting to trickle in where we've got some new books that are popping up now because, you know, April and October are usually the large book release months, and we're starting to see a few books trickle in here a little in February we had, and now in March we've got a couple more of them coming out. If you are a Mark Greene fan, he has a new book out called 1 Minute Out. It's the 9th book in the Gray Man series, so if you are reading that series, that's something you might want to pick up. Simon St. James has The Sundown Motel. A woman visits a motel in upstate New York where her aunt was entangled in mysterious events as a night clerk decades ago. Also out, The Other Misses by Mary Kubica. In fact, our book club is reading a book by this Mary Kubica. Anyway, and she's got a new book out. It's a Chicago couple becomes unsettled when they move to an old house in Maine and their new neighbor turns up dead.
Mm.
So, yeah. And then also new is The Hold Up by Graham Moore. When a defense attorney becomes a murder suspect, her time as a pivotal juror comes back to light. So those are some new things that are out for adult fiction. Adult nonfiction, we've got The Dark Towers by David Enrich. The New York Times finance editor traces the history and illicit dealings of the Deutsche Bank. The Untrumping America by Dan Pfeiffer is a former senior advisor to President Obama, offers suggestions for Democrats. And then also new in nonfiction is You Never Forget Your First by Alexis Coe, a newly researched biography of George Washington. So that might be kind of interesting. There's been a lot written about George Washington, but perhaps this will be a fresh review anyway. So kind of interesting.
All right.
So if you are interested in checking to see if your author has a new book come out or your favorite, stop on down the Appleton Public Library. We can help you with some of that.
Okay, and when's the library open, Cindy?
The library is open on Mondays and Fridays from 10 to 5, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday from 10 to 7, and Saturdays from 10 to 2. And you can give us a call at 320-289-1681. Visit us on Facebook for the latest happenings, or check out our website at appletonpubliclibrarywebs.com.
All right. Thanks, Cindy, and we'll talk to you next time.
Sounds fabulous. You have a great week, Paul.
Yeah, you too, Cindy. That's Cindy Hendricks with the Appleton Public Library Show.